This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Stephanie Holderfield. First name is Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Stephanie, and last name is Holderfield, H-O-L-D-E-R-F-I-E-L-D, date of birth 9/13/96. This letter is being written to Dr. Joseph Barbara. First name is Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. Last name is Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Address 7880 Wren Avenue, W-R-E-N Avenue. Suite C, 133 Gilroy, California, 95020. Telephone number 408-842-0278. Fax number 408-842-8907. Dear Dr. Joseph Barbara, J-O-S-E-P-H, last name Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Thank you for asking me to see this 25-year-old female in allergy consultation period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Stephanie has been having ongoing problem with nasal congestion, some stuffiness, and also persistent occasional wheezing for a period. There is no history of any acute asthma attacks or any emergency room visit for any allergy conditions, period. There is no history of any obvious food allergies, and she's able to eat just about everything and has not exhibited any reactions, period. I reviewed her lab result, and her total serum IgE is 369, which is mildly elevated with a few positive tests. With a few positive allergy tests, period. She does have some itching, pretty much localized on around her arms, legs, and neck. And as of right now, it's improved, but sometimes there is significant erythema and scaling. And I believe this is consistent with diagnosis of atopic dermatitis, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 25-year-old female who had mild nasal congestion and possibly a deviated nasal septum, although that was not very clear, period. The rest of the exam was, she also had mild erythematous scaly rash on her neck, period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided. She does have, by the way, she does have two dogs and two cats, and that certainly could be contributing to some nasal congestion and other allergy symptoms, period. Skin testing revealed moderate significant reaction to Bermuda to grasses and some trees, and small reaction to dust mites and cats. Period. This pretty much suggests ongoing allergic disease process. Period. We discussed the concept of environmental precautions and use of medications, and that should be quite effective in managing her condition, period. My final diagnosis, number one, mild atopic dermatitis, number one, mild atopic dermatitis, number two, mild to moderate allergic rhinitis, number three, possible deviation of septum. You may want to send her to ENT to confirm that diagnosis. Number four, mild asthma in good control, my treatment plan, number one, environmental precautions, number two, Kenalog, 0.1% use it if needed for allergic rash, number three, Allegra 180 milligram if needed, number four, albuterol inhaler if needed. I believe she should do quite well, period. I've asked her to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regard, end of dictation on patient Stephanie Holdfield.